Welcome to KUOW's The Record. I'm Bill Radke. If Seattle changed some single-family zoning to apartments and condos, would that make housing cheaper or not? Would it be worth changing the character of this city? We're going to have that debate coming up on the show. I hope you can stay tuned. Our first story, the Seattle Mariners second baseman Robinson Cano is going to have some extra time to recover from his broken hand because yesterday Cano was suspended for half a season for violating the league's drug policy. What does this mean to a Mariners fan and anyone who cares about fair play? My guest is the managing editor of the Miami New Times, Tim Elfrink. 5 years ago, he broke the story of baseball. Last big steroid scandal, the South Florida Wellness Clinic that was supplying human growth hormone to major leaguers. Tim, welcome to KUOW.
Thanks for having me.
Robinson Cano was suspended for taking a diuretic called furosemide. He points out it's not actually a performance-enhancing drug, so why is he not fighting his 80-game suspension?
Well, because his statement doesn't tell the full story, which he's absolutely right. This drug alone, this diuretic, actually isn't enough to get suspended by Major League Baseball. It is banned in the sport, but if they catch you taking it, they also have to prove that you were taking it to try to mask a performance-enhancing drug like a steroid. And basically, Major League Baseball had to do some detective work after he failed a test for this diuretic, and apparently they were able to get enough evidence that he was taking it to mask a steroid or another banned substance, that he didn't have any choice. He had to accept the case. So I think his statement is pretty disingenuous, the way he's tried to frame the case.
So not fighting a suspension, is that a tacit admission of guilt that, yeah, I did take a performance-enhancing drug?
Well, it's hard to see why else he would drop the case, because he apparently failed the initial test for the diuretic in the off season before the season actually began. And he did appeal the case at that point. So between now and then, Major League Baseball has gotten some sort of evidence to convince him that fighting this wasn't going to be worth his time.
Robinson Cano is halfway through one of the richest contracts in all of pro sports, $240 million over 10 years. What incentive does he have to take a banned substance?
Well, that's a great question, you know, and I think a lot of people, when they think of steroids, imagine guys trying to bulk up their numbers to get a giant contract, and that's not Robinson Cano. He already had his payday. He's got years left on this contract. So I think it actually causes you to ask some larger questions about his career and how he got to that point of getting that payday, because, you know, these are extremely competitive guys, and, you know, if it's a case where maybe he got this performance in the first place by relying on some of these drugs, or, you know, maybe it's a case where he's 35 years old now. You know, the body starts to fade, injuries start to pile up. There's a lot of reasons the guys turn to these kind of drugs, especially when they're as competitive as somebody like Robinson Cano, who's really been putting up close to Hall of Fame numbers across his career.
But he's not one of these home run titans. I remember the baseball steroid scandal of 20 years ago or so. It was Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa hitting 70 home runs or something. But Robinson Cano is not that.
That's exactly right. And, you know, it's a different era of performance-enhancing drugs in 2018 than it was during the great home run race, where you had these guys with monstrous bodies who looked like they stumbled out of a gym somewhere.
Right.
You know, now if you look at Major League Baseball's banned substance list, there are more than 70 performance-enhancing drugs on that list. And a lot of them you don't take to bulk up or get enormous to hit 90 home runs. They're drugs that help you recover more quickly. They help you deal with just the wear and the tear of the season and get an unfair advantage in how quickly your body bounces back. You know, they give you slight advantages instead of monstrous advantages that might be especially obvious to drug testers. So there's a lot of reasons to take these kind of substances beyond just hitting home runs.
So how widespread do you think the use of banned substances actually is in the major leagues?
Well, look, as long as the incentives are there, and they definitely are there, to try to get some kind of advantage over, you know, your competitors in a sport, they're going to be guys who try to evade the system. You know, Major League Baseball has the strongest testing policies of any of the major sports in the U.S., mostly because they've been whacked so hard over these major scandals like Balco and Biogenesis over the years. So it's difficult. It's not easy to do, and I think there's certainly less guys doing it as obviously as they were in the 90s before there was any real testing in place. But, you know, Cano is just the latest reminder that doesn't mean that the drugs are gone out of the sport. I think it's still, fairly prevalent as long as the incentives are there to try to beat the system.
For example, you know, I think a lot of sports fans want to know whether their team is the good guy or the bad guy or something else. And the Mariners have Nelson Cruz served a 50-game ban in 2013. D. Gordon served an 80-game ban, I think it was, in 2016. So would you guess that the Mariners are they're probably typical when it comes to performance-enhancing drugs, or we can't tell? How should a Mariner fan think about how much their players are cheating?
I wouldn't get too down on yourself as a Mariners fan. I think that's a pretty dangerous game to play, to assume that you're rooting for a clean team, because there's really no way to know across an entire squad. And if you work out the law of averages, you're bound to have a couple guys that are probably trying to evade the drug testers, no matter who you're rooting for.
So you said that you brought up the idea that maybe Robinson Cano didn't start taking performance-enhancing drugs in the middle of his career, of his huge contract. Maybe he got the contract because he'd already been juicing. Is that what you're saying? And if so, do you think this makes baseball and fans reconsider Robinson Cano's entire career? Maybe he's not a future Hall of Famer even.
Well, look, I think you have to ask the question, because he's now in a small subset of great players who have actually failed performance-enhancing drug tests. You know, I think Hall of Fame voters are already asking that question, you know, about guys like Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens, who actually never failed tests. You know, there's a lot of evidence out there that they were juicing. But Cano has now failed a test. He's gotten an official suspension. And I think, you know, you're not really thinking about the big picture if you don't ask a question about his full career. And, in fact, TJ Quinn over at ESPN, he's pointed out that Cano's name actually came up during the Biogenesis investigation. He was never linked in any substantial way to the clinic in a way that MLB could prove there was anything going on. But, you know, he was on the Yankees at the same time as A-Rod. He was connected to a lot of the guys that were proved to be going to the clinic. And I think he was a guy Major League Baseball kept an extra close eye on as a result of that. So, you know, who knows? We may never know the answer to that, but I think it's a question you have to ask now that he's actually failed a test.
By the way, people who lived in Seattle for a while will recognize the name A-Rod. Alex Rodriguez played here early in his career and then ended up in New York and, among other things, caught up in this Biogenesis scandal.
That's exactly right. And it's the same question I think people have to ask about Rodriguez's career. You know, he's only admitted to have taken steroids during a few periods of his career, you know, coincidentally the periods he got caught taking steroids. But I think a lot of people assume his drug use went much further back to that, including potentially his time in Seattle. So, you know, similarly with Robinson Cano, will we ever get an answer to that question? I don't know, but I think it's a question you have to ask now that he's failed the test.
Again, this is the managing editor of the Miami New Times, Tim Elfrink, who broke the story of that big steroid scandal 5 years ago, that South Florida clinic shooting up players. And I always wondered this, when Robinson Cano has served his half-year suspension and he comes back, will he still be extra good because of whatever he's already taken? Will the Mariners be benefiting from his performance-enhancing drug use after he's served his time?
You know, it's so hard to know, especially not knowing exactly what Robinson Cano was taking. You know, I talked to somebody at Major League Baseball today, and they're not expecting to release, you know, whatever information they have about what he was taking beyond this diuretic. Obviously, they have evidence he was taking something else, but we may never know what he was actually on.
Right.
And when it comes to these drugs, it's an interesting question, the level of the benefit they get from them. You know, I talked to people after the Biogenesis scandal broke who thought that for some of these guys, a lot of it was almost a placebo effect, that, you know, they're sort of taking these very small doses to try to evade the tests. And it's not even clear exactly how much of a physical benefit you get from that, as much as they felt like they were getting an advantage and having a step over everybody else on the field. So if that's taken away from somebody like Robinson Cano, maybe that has an effect on how aggressively he approaches the game or his mentality. It's really hard to say, but it'll play out on the field whenever he does return.
Tim, just one or two more questions. One of them is, how should a fan feel? You know, you come to a baseball game, you come to Safeco Field or wherever, and you want to think that you are seeing the best of the best on a level playing field. Is it actually more like you're seeing the best of the juicers against the rule followers who are at a disadvantage? I mean, is there anything fair about going to a baseball on a summer day and watching?
Well, it's a complicated question, and I think there is a discussion to have about just how fair the regulations are, if we're sort of being, you know, there's a level of hypocrisy in pretending the game's ever really been clean. But I do think one thing that is fair to look at a fan from a fan's perspective is that players like Robinson Cano, they know what the rules are. You know, it's not a mystery what's banned and what's not. And to me, what always upset me the most, because I am a lifelong baseball fan, is it's the dishonesty. You know, it's Alex Rodriguez looking in the camera and just saying repeatedly that he has never taken steroids, and, you know, claiming that he had never met Tony Bosch, the owner of Biogenesis. And, you know, the dishonesty is to me hard to get past. And I think if you talk to anybody in Major League Baseball who understands the rules and what Robinson Cano was suspended for, the statement he put out yesterday is pretty dishonest on its face. He doesn't seem like a guy who's owning up to what's going on here. So to me, I would be almost more upset at that than at the bigger picture of the drug issue.
Okay, then that does bring me to one final question. If what bothers you, Tim, is the dishonesty, how would you feel about just saying, game on, drink your coffee, take your whatever that performance-enhancing drug is, whatever you put in your body is your business, and go out there and do your best?
Well, we've sort of lived through that era, right? I mean, that really was the 90s in Major League Baseball. There was no testing and, you know, Bud Selig.
But if all the fans knew that, who knows what they're taking? Who cares? Play the game. How would that be better? Then there wouldn't be the dishonesty you don't like.
Yeah, to me, it's not the solution I would look for. I think it's an argument worth having, especially because the science is constantly evolving so much that the testing becomes this sort of Swiss cheese policy that sometimes is more of a PR campaign than an actual, way to catch the cheaters involved. But I do think, you know, would I like to see a player who gets caught stand up and say, I took steroids because I was going to make more money from taking them, and that's the reality of the game. I'm sorry I got caught, but that's why I took them. That would be pretty refreshing. I mean, I think that fans might even be a lot quicker to forgive someone like that.
We've been talking about this with the editor, managing editor, Miami New Times, Tim Elfrink, and the book he wrote about that scandal was called Bloodsport. He's the co-author of a book called Bloodsport, Alex Rodriguez and the Quest to End Baseball's Steroid Era. And obviously, the era of performance-enhancing drugs is not over. It's not over for Robinson Cano and the Mariners. Tim, thanks a lot.
The quest continues. Thanks for having me.
The quest continues. You're listening to The Record on KUOW. Coming up, should Seattle build upward? Stay tuned.